I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Politicians across Georgia are reacting to the results of Alabama's Senate race. Democrat Doug Jones defeated controversial Republican candidate Roy Moore. The Democratic Party of Georgia tweeted, quote, "Yet again, Doug Jones proves that justice will eventually prevail." Congressman John Lewis, Mayor Kasim Reed, and Democratic gubernatorial candidates Stacey Abrams and Stacey Evans also tweeted their congratulations to Jones. Mayor-elect Keisha Lance Bottoms is putting together her transition team this week. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reports that former Coca-Cola VP Vicki Palmer and Cousin Property CEO Larry Gellerstedt will co-chair the team. Bottom says she doesn't expect to have all of her staff in place when she enters office in 3 weeks. She says she'll spend that time deciding which positions will require national searches to fill. The city of South Fulton has voted to change its name to Renaissance, despite a negative reaction from some residents. The city council voted 4-3 to go through with the name change last night. WSB reports that more than 200 people attended the council meeting to protest that decision. Councilors heard from frustrated residents for 3 hours who argued that the decision should go to a popular vote. Last week, Mayor Bill Edwards said he would veto the vote if there was enough opposition. Now he has 10 days to do so. A recent poll shows 3 out of 4 Republican-leaning voters support making it legal to grow medical marijuana in Georgia. Republican State Representative Alan Peek of Macon announced the results this week. Peek has sponsored several bills over the years to expand the use of medical marijuana in Georgia. 7 in 10 of the 511 respondents polled are also in favor of controlled cultivation of marijuana for medical purposes. In sports, LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers defeated the Atlanta Hawks last night, 123-114. James scored 25 points and tied a career high with 17 assists. Atlanta now falls to 6 wins and 21 losses this season. That's the worst record in the NBA. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.